I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Mittelstead. This week, our topic is prosperity. And on today's episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast Weekend Edition, we're going to discuss, does prosperity serve your purpose? What does prosperity mean to you personally? The dictionary defines prosperity, or the state of being prosperous, as successful in material terms, flourishing financially, or bringing wealth and success. Regardless of the dictionary definition, many people have different ideas as to what being prosperous means. Because each of us see the world from our own unique perspective, there really can be no singular defining benchmark as to what prosperity truly means that would be the same for everyone. To some, it could mean having the finances to do whatever one wishes to do without any concern as to the ability to afford it. Others might feel prosperous having all their needs met without any concern, that they feel safe and secure without any longing for more than they need to be happy. There is no right or wrong answer. The material world is what it is, a reality filled with material things. Some people require a substantial amount of excess in order to be happy, while others feel excess in any amount is wasted, as you can't take any of it with you anyway. We were born into nothing, and we will return one day with nothing. Every single thing we think we own, be it material possessions, numbers on a computer representing great financial wealth, how much we have in our wallet or our bank accounts, or any measure of prosperity, is all borrowed. We own nothing, not even our bodies. We are all just passing through. We are even borrowing time while we occupy this physical space temporarily. The level of importance placed on anything in the material world is equal to our belief in the material world itself. The more important the material world is to ourselves, the more we will desire to have it always be available to us. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, yet our programming tells us the opposite, that we are human beings having a spiritual experience. But are we really having any kind of spiritual experience? Our self, our true self, exists as energy with or without material form. We have no need for anything in the material world as spiritual beings, but because our spiritual being took on this physical form and decided to have this physical experience, having everything we could ever need or want in order to fully experience this material world means we should not undervalue our ability to borrow anything we desire and use it while we're here. To say that being prosperous in the material world doesn't really matter is to limit our experience here. Want to experience climbing Mount Everest? Just do it. And wait, you can't, because to do so requires a certain amount of excess wealth so as to afford everything needed to do so. Same with traveling anywhere in the world. Maybe you want to sail or fly around the world. Maybe you want to take a year or two off and backpack around Europe. Perhaps you even want to take a private flight into space and see the Earth from outside its own atmosphere. Now, of course, any of these pursuits are doable these days if one were inclined to do it, even if you don't currently have the means to do so. You can certainly make almost any dream a reality, even if you are not prosperous enough to do it at the moment. And this is where I think many people fall short of understanding prosperity. There really is no yardstick or barometer that one can measure prosperity that suits everyone's idea as to what it means. But certainly, prosperity means at least this: a lack of lack. As a spiritual teacher, I'm often asked how one can justify being so wealthy that one can literally afford to do anything and everything one desires without any concern about affording it, while there are starving people all over the world who don't even have enough to eat or drink. But you have to remember that each of us is here to have a unique experience in this lifetime. We came here to do something unique that contributes to the collective world experience. We have a purpose to fulfill here. We could very well be the one starving as part of our experience. We cannot have a full life experience without having an awareness of everything in our life. Maybe prosperity is more fully experienced when at some point in your life you had nothing as well, so that it can be put into context. What would prosperity mean to you if you did not also know what it means to not be prosperous? There is nothing virtuous about being poor. But if you had been poor and lacked even basic necessities, certainly it would put prosperity, having anything and everything you need or want, into context, more than if you had never experienced lack in some way. Life is always about balance, and when one is living a balanced life, you live in gratitude. Living in prosperity without gratitude is really no better than living in lack. Being prosperous, yet not being grateful for it, you might as well not be prosperous. Both are negative energy states. And living in prosperity without it also serving your purpose is a waste of it. Of course, we all have a shared universal purpose here as well. And if we are prosperous, but it only benefits ourselves, it is also pointless. It's been said that money is the root of all evil. This is not the actual complete quote. The actual quote is, "The love of money is the root of all evil." There's a big difference between the two because money is really nothing. It is yet another illusion of our reality. It is simply numbers stored in a computer or printed on paper or transferred or exchanged between people for goods and services. That's all it is. We cannot make a moral judgment about an inanimate object because who we are is love itself. When we equate our identity with prosperity and then seek it out, and attempt to acquire it by any means without regard to our fellow man, yes, then our love for it is out of selfish greed, not out of love itself. When we destroy the environment to acquire more of it, or destroy other people's lives in the process, this is no longer about prosperity, and then yes, our love for money is rooted in negative energy. If you are prosperous, how did you acquire it? by using people and making their lives harder just so your life is easier? This is not love. What do you invest your money in? Do you solely invest money just to make more of it, regardless of whether or not your contribution is making the world a better place in the process? Investing in companies who are not making the world a better place, or that which causes others to suffer, is not becoming prosperous from the state of love. Money isn't good or bad. The intention to acquire it and making others or the planet suffer in the process of doing so makes it bad. Many people have no idea where their money is going and what it is supporting. If we truly want to become prosperous, from a spiritual perspective, the freedom we acquire by living in prosperity must come from the state of love. Love for ourselves, but also love for our fellow man. Love for our planet, our environment, our communities. Turning a blind eye to how we become prosperous may make us wealthy personally, but if it destroys something or someone else in the process, does not make us free. It actually traps us in the bondage, the cage of comfort that destroys us spiritually. We essentially are destroying our own self in the process. When Jesus said, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God," he was not saying the rich cannot enter heaven, or that great wealth itself is a problem. He was talking about those who are rich with material prosperity, but poor in spirit. Wealth and prosperity are not and have never been the problem. It's always been about how we acquire it and what we use it for. Is our prosperity born out of love? Are we using our prosperity for our purpose? Those are the questions we should be asking ourselves. I have a friend who's quite an entrepreneur. He always has been very prosperous in everything he did. Years ago, he had a lot of prosperity in real estate. He always made a lot of money in it. He figured out how to buy properties on the verge of foreclosure and turn a hefty profit in it. One day, he purchased some property very cheap. He had to tell the people who lived there, struggling to make ends meet and pay the previous mortgage, that they had 60 days to vacate the property so he could turn around and sell it. But after he talked with them for a while, he realized that he was evicting a family who worked hard, but the economy at the time was hard on a lot of people. Something bothered him about making a profit while these people were suffering. Because of how little he was paying for the property, he thought he'd try something new and decided to refinance the home for them on a land contract where they'd be paying less than they were previously, but he'd actually be making more money in the long run. He ended up making a lot of money, making him more prosperous, but in working out a deal with the family that was already living there, they could afford to buy it, which meant both he and the family could become more prosperous. And so he began a new adventure, buying out properties about to be foreclosed on, and refinancing directly with the people who couldn't otherwise afford to stay in these homes. He actually became more prosperous by working with others than simply buying and selling property. It not only completely changed the way he did business, but he helped so many families in the process that it changed his life and dramatically, positively impacted others' lives in the process. He had a newfound purpose in what he was doing. Now, I'm not suggesting we all need to be charitable and give our money away simply because we are prosperous where others are not. Each has their own journey to go on, their own life experience. I'm simply suggesting that, from a spiritual perspective, we are sharing this life in the material world with 8 billion other people, and our prosperity need not come at the expense of others' ability to also become prosperous. We can make a positive difference in others' lives through our own prosperity if we are aware how we acquire and spend our wealth. Many have no awareness of the impact each one of us makes on the lives of others through our spending and investing. We can live in prosperity, fully conscious of our actions and how we can change the world while enjoying our own prosperity. Two excellent books on the subject of wealth or prosperity consciousness are A Happy Pocketful of Money and Rich Dad, Poor Dad, as both offer very eye-opening perspectives on wealth and prosperity. For me, prosperity means freedom. It's not about a set amount of money or material possessions. I don't care much about those things. The only material possessions I care about are those that provide for myself and my family, that what I acquire and how I spend positively impacts others, and how it allows me to express my purpose. I have everything I need and continue to acquire all that I desire, but it's not the material possessions themselves that matter to me, it's what I'm able to do with it all. It gives me the freedom to create and explore, to express my purpose and experience life in a manner that would be impossible otherwise. Many have a problem with prosperity because they are dealing from very deep programs of lack and jealousy. Whatever they do have, they cling to it out of fear of losing it. When we are in a state of true prosperity, where its acquisition was born out of love and then used out of the same state of love, it is more about prosperity flowing through us as a state of energy rather than something to cling to and withhold. Think of something as simple as paying our bills. When we're not in a true state of prosperity, we begrudgingly pay our bills, unaware that paying those bills means we have much to be grateful for. We can be grateful for having a home to live in when we pay our rent or mortgage. We can be grateful to have electricity and heat or cooling to make our lives more comfortable. But viewing our bills from an even bigger perspective, we are in a state of gratitude when we pay our bills, knowing someone else who provides the goods or services can also become prosperous and also live in prosperity and gratitude. It's all about our energetic state of being when acquiring and spending our wealth. Prosperity should flow through us, not stop and end with us. Our programming has also taught us to look down on those who are less prosperous than ourselves as if they are lazy and a drain on our resources. But our programming has also taught us to either be jealous or to despise those who are more prosperous than ourselves, especially if they are incredibly wealthy. Never begrudge anyone the cost of their goods or services or their wealth. Others will surely judge you in the same manner. We are each here for an experience, and whatever that experience is unique to each of us. To judge another for being more or less prosperous than ourselves is only the stories created from our ego's programming. We are here to fully experience what it means to be human, to be a spirit in this physical form. There is no lack for anything. There is plenty for everyone. We cannot fully experience this life from a program of lack. To be in the state of lack is to rob ourselves of the full, rich experience that is life. To live in a state of lack and begrudge others their own prosperity also robs us of a full experience. We are all in this together, all working and playing together in this rich, fulfilling experience we call life. It is meant to be lived in joy and love. A lack of prosperity does nothing but hold us back from the full experience. As beings of love, our intention must be to fully embrace the state of love, both in our own pursuit of our purpose, but also in allowing and helping others to also pursue their purpose. So even as we seek to acquire prosperity, we should also want it for others and to help them pursue their purpose in life so we can all live in joy and love. This is true freedom. This is prosperity. I'll leave you with a question to ponder. What is the point of prosperity if it does not serve our purpose or humanity? That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by clicking like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay free.